This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our players are warming up for today's big match because today, one of them is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. So, players, are you ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. All right, a little run down the hall. Boy, you have long legs. You're tough to catch up to. Welcome to Starcade. Nice studio audience here, and welcome to you at home. We have some good contestants here. Let's meet them right now. Your name, sir?
Dave Newberg.
Dave, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 26 years old, and I'm from Oakdale, California, the cowboy capital of the world, and I race slot cars professionally.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that's interesting. I haven't seen a slot car race in some time, but for a while it was a really popular sport. I didn't know it was still going on.
It dropped out for about 10 or 12 years, and I am responsible for bringing it back in the Central Valley.
Well, congratulations to you. Welcome to Starcade.
All right, and I've got something for you.
A gift for the MC. Uh-huh. Thank you, Dave. That automatically, of course, makes you the winner for the day. Okay, thank you very much. That's
Certainly.
Very nice. I will keep that. And what do you have for me?
Nothing.
Nothing, huh? What's your name?
Kai Cronfield.
Kai, nice to meet you. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I am 15 years old. I go to Redwood High School in Corte Madera, and my hobbies are sports and collecting mementos of Willie McCovey.
All right. Of who?
Willie McCovey, my favorite baseball player.
Oh, okay, fine. Good enough. Nice to have you both here. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game today. This is Moon Patrol. All right. Shake hands, you guys. Over to the podiums, and let's get ready to play Starcade while they go over there. Kevin, who is so envious of this shirt he can't stand it, will tell us about the five games we have today.
Jeff, we've got a mean-looking bunch of video games to test the skills of David and Kai today. In the first slot, it's Dragon's Lair, a quest to take on a fierce dragon. Next, it's Change Lanes, a race to make you king. In the middle, it's Mach 3, warming up for a fast takeoff to action. Robotron, robots on the loose. And Astron Belt, an awesome challenge in space. Jeff?
Okay, David and Kai. Is it Kai or Kai? I'm sorry. Kai, that's right. Kai Winding was a famous trombone player. I don't know whether you know that or not, but that's how he did his name. Those are today's five games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. Pick it in the first three games. The valuable prize is automatically yours. And Kevin is going to tell our home audience what the mystery game is. Kev?
The mystery game today is Dragon's Lair.
Okay, guys, I have a question for you. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game. In Star Wars, after the Death Star is blown up, Obi-Wan Kenobi says, A, use the Force, Luke, or B, the Force will be with you always. David?
B.
B, the Force will be with you always. Right you are.
All right,
David, you picked the first game. What's it going to be?
How about Change Lanes?
One of my favorites. I have over 1 million points in that game, as a matter of fact, and Kevin will tell us about Change Lanes.
This planet is car crazy. On this world, the leader is chosen by how well he drives. Some say that's the superior method of choosing a leader to all the others used in the galaxy. This is the ultimate test for any challenger to world leadership. The rules are simple. There aren't any, except the old one, keep off the grass. Drive on the road or drive in the river. It's all the same. Reach the 9th checkpoint and foil them all and become the new supreme king of the world in Change Lanes. And Jeff, if they beat your score, does that mean they get to be the new host of Starcade?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, David, you're a slot car racer, so you shouldn't have any trouble with this, but I'll give you and Kai a couple of hints. The way I do it is I get into the river right away on the right. The first right-hand turn, I pick up 5,000 points as they keep dropping from the blimp. Then I get out of the river, hit the road, and go to the first checkpoint for my bonus. So you may want to do that. You may want to just go straight down the road, whatever you decide.
Okay.
Okay? Good luck to you. It's Change Lanes. Remember, you have a forward and a reverse and, of course, a gas pedal. Get ready. Get set. Play. $40,000 bonus for you. That's great driving. $76,070. That's really good driving, David. $126,070. Head on back. Here comes Kai. Now, Kai, he got, boy, you know, you're really tall. I'm 6'7". Kai, he did very well, but he didn't take my advice and go in the water. You might want to do that. Pick up some more points. We'll see, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's change lanes. You ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Almost made the water. Go today. Here you go again. You've got 15 seconds. $5,000 bonus. $138,717. Nicely done. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute to see who gets to choose the next game right here on Star Tip.
Today's grand prize on Starcade is the video arcade game Moon Patrol. You'll be cruising on the moon, firing on low-flying saucers and lunar rocks that litter the surface, using your anti-gravity button to jump over hazardous craters. Moon Patrol, furnished by Williams Electronics. And now back to Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
All right, one game out of the way. Let's see where we are. David, you have a total... Oh, by the way, our scores don't go over 100,000, so we'll deduct 100,000. David, you have... 26,070 or 126,070. Kai, you have 138,717. Okay, you have a good lead. Of course, there's still some high-scoring games there. One more game in this round, and the total points on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So I have another question for you. You guys ready?
Sure.
Here we go. Hands on buzzers. In Motor Race USA, the cyclist's first city to reach is A, Reno, B, Las Vegas. Kai.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is right. You pick the game, Kai. What's it going to be?
I think I'll choose Dragon's Lair.
That's the mystery game.
All right.
Kai gets a prize, and Kevin knows what it is. Kev?
It's Explore Computerized Chess by Sisies, a challenge for the serious chess player. It can solve made-in-four problems, has a sensory board, it's easy to use, and portable. Explore Chess by Sisies.
Okay, we're going to have a look at Dragon's Lair and see who is the best player at that. So we'll ask Kevin to tell us about it. Kev?
Once long ago, a fierce dragon captured the fair Daphne, and only Dirk came forth to join the quest. All the others cringed and hid, and even Dirk was a little shaken, but he was not swayed. The dragon would be his, and the princess would be his reward. Now, you are Dirk, and the challenge is yours.
All right, Kai, I'm going to give you a little advice about Dragon's Lair. It's weird advice, and David and Kai, if I were either of you, I would pay no attention to it whatsoever, okay? But in Dragon's Lair, you never know what screens are going to come up, and some screens score higher than other screens. If you know enough about it and you're in a low-scoring screen, you might want to kill yourself and get back into another sequence. I don't know. Like I said, I wouldn't take that advice, but it might work. Okay, Kai, if you're ready, the game is Dragon's Lair. You have 50 seconds. You turn around. Get ready, get set, play. Okay, here we go. Blue horse, 40 seconds. Oh, Wow, you're coming apart here. 25 seconds. Okay, a little bit of trouble on Dragon's Lair.
Yeah, I just messed up.
Sometimes that happens. Head on back. David will come down. And David, you'll take a shot at it too.
Okay.
Are you ready to see if you can how far you can get with Dirk the Daring?
Yeah, I'm ready to try.
Okay, here we go. 50 seconds for you too. Get ready. Get set. Play. Same speed so far. Blue horse, 40 seconds. Head on back. That wasn't bad at all. I think we got a pretty close match here. All right, let's see. Both of you had a chance to play Change Lanes and Dragon's Lair. Now one of you is going to go for a very special prize, so we'll total up the scores in both games and see who gets to play the name of the game board. David, you have 33,378. Kai, you have 45,450. That means you get to play the name of the game board. Come on down. If you keep your back to the board, that's right. Move towards me just a little bit. Now, behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. You name the games correctly, and we have a prize for you. And Kevin will tell us about the prizes. Kev?
Kai, if you get three out of four, it's LaSonic's portable AM-FM radio cassette recorder with LED display, separate bass and treble control, and a three-speaker system, a great companion at parties from LaSonic. And all four correct wins you a White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil from White's electronics.
Okay. If you turn around now, and good luck to you, if you look up in the left-hand corner, I was going to say upper left-hand corner, but to you, it's almost straight ahead, is that Star Trek or Sky Bumper?
Star Trek.
Star Trek is right. Number two on the right. Is that Eyes or Rootin' Tootin'?
Eyes.
Eyes is right. Good. In the middle. Pepper 2 or Blueprint?
Pepper 2.
No, sorry. That's Blueprint. And look in the bottom screen. Is that Frogger or Springer?
Frogger.
Frogger. Okay, 3 out of 4, so you know you won the prize. Nice going. You have a pretty good lead in the game, but we'll see if that changes or not right after these words.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. For those of you who've wondered how Pac-Man happened, here's a conversation with the man who knows the way it was and the way it is with Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is on location all over the world. It's one of the most popular video games that's ever been manufactured, and perhaps one of the games that has done more to revolutionize the industry and introduce more players to the video games industry than any other game that's ever been created. Pac-Man was a creation of a company in Japan called Namco Limited. Mr. Nakamura, who's the chairman of the board of Namco, helped in creating the character, and we have a warm association with the company, and we licensed the product for manufacture and marketing in the United States, actually in the Western Hemisphere. The popularity of Pac-Man prompted people who are in the merchandise field to want to license the character, just as they licensed Mickey Mouse and Garfield and Strawberry Shortcake, they came to us, and it ended up the first year we had over 100 licensees and over 600 Pac-Man products. I know of at least three Pac-Man games that are currently in the creative stage.
And now here's the man who knows the way it is with Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, Kevin, thank you. Well, David and Kai, David, I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is our automatic scoring device shorted you by some points, about 100 points. Your score should read 33,478.
All right.
Okay, that's the good news. The bad news is Kai still has about 12,000 points on you here, and this is round two with only one game left to play, this time only 40 seconds to play it. So you're going to have to hope that you get the question and pick a game you're really good at. After this round, we'll total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win Moon Patrol. So if you're ready, I have the last question for you, hands on buzzers. In Amidar, what kinds of weapons are the pursuing warriors carrying? A, spears. B, bows and arrows. Kai.
Bows and arrows?
No, sorry, it's spears. So, David, you get to pick the last game. Pick a game you're good at, and pick a game and give you a bunch of points.
Robotron.
Robotron. Robotron it is. Let's ask Kevin to tell us about Robotron.
The year is 2084. Man has created super robots, and you are the only thing that stands between them and the last family on Earth. Save your fellow Earthlings from the hordes of Robotrons by putting yourself in front of them, making points as you do so. Fire on the Robotrons for more points. As you fight to save all humanity, avoid the glowing electrodes hurled in your path. You are the last hope of the world. Only you can save Mommy, Daddy, and Mikey. The future is in your hands when you play Robotron.
That's a lot of responsibility for one man, David. I could tell, I think, that by the way you said Robotron, that you're a Robotron player.
Yeah, I am.
All right, you need the points. Maybe I'm so bad at this game, maybe you can tell me about it.
Just make sure you pick up all the people possible is really the only high scores you can get.
Okay, going for all the people. You need the points. You'll have 40 seconds. Get ready to play Robotron. Get ready. Get set. Play. Well, 42,500. David, congratulations.
Thank you.
Is some play. Head on back. Here comes Kai. Were you watching that?
Yeah.
Are you a Robotron player?
No.
Well, this is going to be interesting then, because you've got to keep your lead here, and he did a fantastic job. So you'll have 40 seconds. We wish you good luck, Kai. Okay.
Okay.
Turn around, get ready to play. Get ready, get set, play. Doing fine. 30 seconds. Ten seconds. $275. It's going to be interesting to see how this all works out. Boy, I think that David closed the gap pretty well. Whether it was enough, well, I don't know, but we'll know in just a second. And the high scorer is going to get a chance at their own video arcade game, Moon Patrol. Let's see how David did. Total score is $75,978. Kai has $64,725. David, you did it.
All right.
Well, Kai, it was a hard-fought match. You were ahead all the way up until Robotron, but you really played well. Congratulations to you. You got the name of the game board, and we're really glad that you played Starcade with us today.
Okay.
Okay, and David, I didn't think you could do that.
I didn't either.
I really thought, well, David's finished. He's way behind, but boy, you came from behind. You're a champ, and you have yourself a nice prize.
All
Kevin?
All right.
David, it's the Spectre Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectre Video.
And David, now you're going to get a chance to see if you can take Moon Patrol home with you. We'll take a break and we'll be back and see if Dave can do it. Welcome back to Starcade. Okay, David, you came from way behind, and now's a chance to win your own arcade game. Moon Patrol is sitting up there just waiting for you. There's still two games left unplayed, Mach 3 and Astron Belt. During the commercial, we told you that if you picked Mach 3, you'd have to score at least 11,232 points. If you picked Astron Belt, you'd have to score at least 15,000 points. These are the average scores of more than 20 other players who play these same games. Now, you reached your decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to play?
Mach 3.
Mach 3. Okay, Kevin will tell us about Mach 3, and we'll go over and get ready to play the game.
Mach 3 combines the speed of the F-15 fighter with the thrills of laser game realism. Hang on, David.
Well, I bet you there was a time during this show you didn't think you'd be up here for this.
Definitely there was.
All right, David, you're going for Moon Patrol. You all set for Mach 3?
Uh-huh.
Okay, turn around. You have 30 seconds. Get ready. Go. Too bad. Didn't make it, but gosh, I'm sure you had a good time here at Starcade. You got some nice prizes. You're our champ of the day.
All right.
Congratulations to you, David. Here comes a friend to congratulate you, Kai among them. This is Jeff Edwards. See you on the next Starcade. Until then, I hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.